BBC News with Marion Marshall. The first funerals have taken place in the small Connecticut community of Newtown, the scene of one of the worst mass killings in recent U.S. history. Those laid to rest were 2 6-year-old boys, Noah Posner and Jack Pinto. They were among the 20 children and 6 adults killed by a lone gunman at their school on Friday. Laura Trevelyan is in Newtown.
I went past the funeral home where relatives were gathering ahead of one of the funerals, and it was just a scene of indescribable sorrow and anguish. Parents burying a child in the period just before Christmas and in the period just after Hanukkah, the Jewish festival. So really a very poignant, a heartbreaking moment for this town, which has known so much anguish since Friday.
Earlier, Connecticut State Police said they'd begun to analyze the evidence and were continuing to interview the large number of witnesses. Egypt's newly appointed public prosecutor, Talat Ibrahim Abdallah, has resigned after serving for only a month. He was appointed by President Mohamed Morsi following Mr. Morsi's decision to assume sweeping presidential powers. Mr. Abdallah's resignation follows protests from members of the judiciary who said President Morsi's decision to sack the former public prosecutor was an assault on the independence of the judiciary. An official inquiry in Bangladesh says sabotage caused a fire which killed more than 100 workers at a garment factory last month. Ambarasa Natarajan reports from Dhaka.
The investigative committee set by the Bangladeshi government has concluded that the fire at the Tazreen Fashions factory late last month was started deliberately. But the chief of the committee, Mainuddin Khandekar, told the BBC that they couldn't yet say who did it. More than 110 people were killed when the fire swept through the 9-storied building on the outskirts of Dhaka. Mr. Khandekar said they had recommended action against the factory owner. He said their investigation also found that 9 mid-level officials of the Tazreen factory prevented workers from leaving the burning building.
The finance minister of Nigeria has blamed the kidnapping of her mother on people angered by recent events involving an oil subsidy scam. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala's mother was released on Friday after being held for 5 days. The minister said the kidnappers demanded her resignation after she suspended payments to fuel marketers following reports that billions of dollars were being lost in a scam. The BBC correspondent in Lagos says the case is unusual, as kidnappings are normally for financial rather than political motives. Israel has given the go-ahead for the construction of 1,500 Jewish settlement homes in East Jerusalem. The controversial plan for settlement expansion was speeded up as part of Israel's response to the United Nations decision to give the Palestinian Authority non-member observer status. World News from the BBC. The largest supporters club of the Russian football champions, Zenit St. Petersburg, has demanded that the team only signs up white, heterosexual players. They denied being racist, but said the absence of black players was, as they put it, an important tradition for Zenit. It had none until this season. The team coach, Luciano Spalletti, said the authors didn't represent the majority of Zenit fans and that the team would support work against racism. But a BBC correspondent says the fans' statement has generated the kind of negative publicity that Russia, as the organizer of the 2016 World Cup, could do without. An 18th-century Chinese imperial seal has been sold at an auction in Paris for almost $1.5 million, despite threats of legal action by a Chinese organization. The Association for the Protection of Chinese Art in Europe had demanded that the seal be withdrawn from the auction because it said it was stolen in 1860, when British and French troops ransacked Beijing's Summer Palace. But the auctioneers told the BBC the seal was used in a library in the Forbidden City, some 20 kilometres from the palace. The BBC's African Footballer of the Year award has just been announced. The award has gone to the Zambian international, Christopher Katongo, who plays for the Chinese side, Henan Construction. He got just over 40% of the vote. The coach of the Zambian football team, Hervé Renard, said Katongo was a deserved recipient of the award.
He's a hard worker, fantastic commitment, and we can resume a very good professional. And if we are not a very good professional, you can't win anything in football. I just would like to congratulate him and to congratulate all these teammates, because they have a small part, but they have a part of this trophy, and we are very happy for him.
BBC World Service News.